Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear friends in Christ, I cannot tell you how many times I have heard from people who are seeking advice, longtime Catholics. God does not hear my prayer. And my response to them is always the same. I highly doubt that. The problem is, our prayer really a prayer? Oh, sure, we have our prayer books. We have our prayers memorized. We even come into church and join in prayer. But is what we do a prayer? Well, the Catechism tells us that prayer is the lifting up of our heart, our mind, and our soul to God. It's an act that must take place. If we lift up our heart but not our mind and our soul, it's deficient. Just as if we lift up another part without the other two. But the lifting up of our heart and the lifting up of our mind and the lifting up of our soul is not the most important part of this action we call prayer. It's lifting it up to God, or lifting them up to God. As religious, priests, nuns, brothers, seminarians, we are taught to recollect ourselves, meaning we dispel the distractions that are in our mind, and we're focused on the action that we are doing, that we are going to communicate with God, and that we want God to communicate with us. So many times people call prayer, or people call things prayer, which are not prayer. And it comes down to what we read of in today's gospel about belief or faith. For instance, right here and right now, do we really believe that we are in the presence of Almighty God? Are we acting as if we are in the presence of Almighty God? Do we believe that we are truly in a holy place? Are we just doing the Sunday thing to get that obligation done and check it off a list that we must do so we don't feel bad about ourselves or we don't have to confess it later on? Are we here in church today to worship Almighty God in the way that He wants us to worship Him? Uniting ourselves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Not just being an observer, like a dumbfounded audience in a theater. No, we're meant to partake, to be a part of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And here it's important for us, I think, to truly count our blessings, to understand what we have, and to make sure that we appreciate it by making good use of the opportunities that we have. As St. Paul tells us in today's epistle, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. We don't have to be a rocket scientist to take a look and see all around us is spiritual darkness. But we have the light. We have him who enlightens those who are in the darkness so that they do not become part of the darkness. He is the light that the darkness does not comprehend. And we receive him in Holy Communion. We become those true disciples of Christ when we properly receive him in Holy Communion. Because then we can fulfill that mission that he gave us to become lights in the world. Remember those words of our Lord? You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father who is in heaven. So my dear friends in Christ, as we continue with Holy Mass today, let us do so in a humble manner, counting our blessings, putting ourselves in the presence of Almighty God as we are, receiving him and offering our prayers to him, believing the reason why he is here is for you and for me. He does hear our prayer when it is a prayer. So let's put forth the effort to make it a good prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.